Is this one of those sometimes?
Well, sort of. Doesn't this kind of thing ever happen to you?
I thought about it for a minute. Not that I can recall, no, I said.
How can I put this? There's a kind of gap between what I think is real and what's really real. I get this feeling like some kind of little something or other is there, somewhere inside me, like a burglar is in the house, hiding in a wardrobe, and it comes out every once in a while and messes up whatever order or logic I've established for myself. The way a magnet can make a machine go crazy.
Some kind of little something or other? A burglar? I said. Wow, talk about vague.
It is vague, really,
said Kumiko, then drank down the rest of her wine. I looked at her for a time. And you think there's some kind of connection between that some kind of little something or other and the fact that you're pregnant? She shook her head.
No, I'm not saying the two things are related or not related. It's just that sometimes I'm not really sure about the order of things. That's all I'm trying to say.
There was a growing touch of impatience in her words. The moment had arrived to end this conversation. It was after 1 o'clock in the morning. I reached across the table and took her hand.
You know, said Kumiko, I wish you'd let me decide this for myself. I realize it's a big problem for both of us. I really do, but this one I want you to let me decide. I feel bad that I can't explain very well what I'm thinking and feeling.
Basically, I think the right to make the decision is yours, I said. And I respect that right.
I think there's a month or so left to decide. We've been talking about this together all along now, and I think I have a pretty good idea how you feel about it. So now let me do the thinking. Let's stop talking about it for a while.
I was in Hokkaido when Kumiko had the abortion. The firm never sent its lackeys out of town on business, but on that particular occasion no one else could go, so I ended up being the one sent north. I was supposed to deliver a briefcase stuffed with papers, give the other party a simple explanation, take delivery of their papers, and come straight home. The papers were too important to mail or entrust to a courier. Because all return flights to Tokyo were full, I would have to spend a night in the Sapporo Business Hotel. Kumiko went for the abortion that day, alone. She phoned me after 10 at the hotel and said,
I had the operation this afternoon. Sorry to be informing you after the fact like this, but an appointment arose at short notice, and I thought it would be easier on both of us if I made the decision and took care of it by myself while you were away.
Don't worry, I said. Whatever you think is best.
I want to tell you more, but I can't do it yet. I'll have to tell you some other time.
We can talk when I get back. After the call, I put on my coat and went out to wander through the streets of Sapporo. It was still early March, and both sides of the road were lined with high mounds of snow. The air was almost painfully cold, and your breath would come out in white clouds that vanished in an instant. People wore heavy coats and gloves and scarves wrapped up to their chins and made their way down the icy pavements with careful steps. Taxis ran back and forth, their studded tires scratching at the road. When I couldn't stand the cold any longer, I stepped into a bar for a few quick shots and went out to walk some more. I stayed on the move for a very long time. Snow floated down every once in a while, but it was frail snow, like a memory fading into the distance. The second bar I visited was below street level. It turned out to be a much bigger place than the entrance suggested. There was a small stage next to the bar, and on it was a slim man with glasses, playing a guitar and singing. He sat on a metal chair with his legs crossed, guitar case at his feet. I sat at the bar, drinking and half listening to the music. Between songs, the man explained that the music was all his own. In his late 20s, he had a face with no distinguishing characteristics, and he wore glasses with black plastic frames. His outfit consisted of jeans, high lace-up boots, and a checked flannel work shirt that hung loose around his waist. The type of music was hard to define.